Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. How awesome is it that we were able to continue the previous shiur where we saw two shitas in how to understand the limud, the alfusa, that schach is, that the defanos are called schocho. We have a pasuk with defanos called schocho. And therefore, zot rav yoshio, it has to be tzilsa meruba mechamsa. If mitzad the defanos, the sukkah, is more sunny than it is shady, it's possible a sukkah. It has to be tzilsa meruba mechamsa, even mitzad the defanos. So what's pshat in that? We said two mahalchim. We saw the mahalch of Tosis that it's a special din in the defanos. It's not the defanos is schach, but it's a special din in the defanos. They need to be like schach in the sense that it has to be tzilsa meruba mechamsa. When it comes to the materials which you make the sukkah, nah. You don't make it with the. It doesn't have to be medav shenu makabel tuma. That is the how we explain tesis, and we explain the heiliger. The other shita that we saw was that it's a gilui in the Rav Yo. We saw in the Rav Yo. Excuse me that it just escaped my memory for a moment. The Rav Yo says that the pshat is that the defanos are called tzchach. And the defanos are called tzchach. The melech we have a din has to be tzitzim rebechamso. And the defanos called tzchach, it has to be made midobor shegiduloi min haoretz ve'ino mekabel tuma, as the Mishnah requires. However, there's another shita, and that's the Bach. The Bach, not the composer, but the rabbi. The composer had about 20 children. So I don't know how he found time to compose any music. And usually you would expect that a rabbi would have 20, whatever. Anyway, maybe they're related. Probably not. So the Bach writes in Simon Tov Reish Lamed in the name of the Gosso Shri that it's true that we paskin like Rabbi Yoshi and we don't require Tzel Machmas HaDefanos. Nevertheless, we require a Dover She'eno Mekabel Tumah V'Gidula Min Haoretz because it's called Tzchacha. Wow, it's an amazing Shita. Even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yoshi and we don't need Tzel Machmas HaDefanos, nevertheless, we require that it should be a darvish shenam a kabel tumah gedulah min haoretz because it's called tzchach. Now, we mentioned the Yerushalmi in the previous shir that says that mikan, since it's called tzchach, that you have to use defanos mi shoisin defanos bedavar shenam a kabel tumah. Anachnu rinu kazot Yerushalmi b'shur hakodem as bikar devrei Yerushalmi sheskarnu. I have Shalomar Shayushalmi mityacheset l'shitat Rabbi Yoshio. The Yerushalmi is going with the shita of Rabbi Yoshio, and that's why the Yerushalmi tells us that it has to be, you have to be used defanos from Dover, Sheinu Mekabel Tuma, and Gidlum and Oretz. Because that's like Rabbi Yoshio holds that the schach has to be tzilsa meruba mechamsa, it has to make more shade than sun. If it's the schach, there's more chamsa, it's puzzle. So what then? That it also has to be, the materials you use have to be kosher for schach. So l'choira mekenzogin, as they say in Spanish, that the Yerushalmi is l'shitas Rabbi Yoshio, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Yoshio. And therefore the materials don't have to be midavar sheroi l'schach. V'cheinu lehedya bebiur agro, that according to the Yerushalmi, there's no raya for us, because the Yerushalmi is going with the shita Rabbi Yoshio. However, the Gois Ashri learned that Ladivra Yerushalmi Shetzorich Lizor Shlolasis Tefanois Midover HaMakabel Tuma. Don't make it, in other words, make it for Darvishen HaMakabel Tuma so that it's Kosher Eschach, that the Tefanois are Kosher Eschach. So it would appear that the Gois Ashri is learning that that's the way we paskin. We paskin like the Yerushalmi. Ukumash Kosav HaBach. The Bach writes, you're right, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yoshio, and we don't need Tzel Machmas HaDefanos, but still you need to make the schach from Dover Sheinu, the Defanos, from Dover Sheinu Mekabel Tumah V'Gidula Min Haoretz. So you see that Gois Ashri is like this, the Bach, that even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yoshio, we still go with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi isn't necessarily Shita Rabbi Yoshio, we still go with the Yerushalmi that has to be Dover Sheinu Mekabel Tumah. V'cheinu lehedya b'or zeruah, that in Simon Reish Pei Dalet, he paskins lehedya, not like Rabbi Yoshio, neela like the Rabbonon, that the sukkah mitzad, the defanos, can be chamsa meruba. You can have more sun than shade. And afterwards, in Reish Pei Tes, He brings the Yerushalmi, v'sakoisa ala oloin, that the peroiches is called schach. Mikan, she'oisim hadafanois, midovo, she'enoi, mekabel, tumo. V'hamevur midivrayim, ana yeshita, shita chadasha. That lekulei alma, you require b'defano, it's dover aroi l'schach. And the machloikes suvishin, Rabbi Yoshio and Rabbonon, is only laying in the tzel machmas hadefanois. V'hadvorim matmihim kol roe. Lama? Mikivan shegam chachamim sovrim shahadofen nikra schach. The dofen also is called schach. If the dofen is called schach, then how are you allowed to have walls where the chamsa, where there's more sun than shade? Once you're ready in the schach world, then you have to have more shade than sun. So it's very pass. The matim meod shenachnu b'ayom b'sukkah shalanu nachnu oskim harbei b'dfanot. מצד המעשי שבדבר. אז זה גם טוב שמצד אנחנו עוסקים בזה גם בצד הלכתי. לידי יש פה שתי תמונות, יש פה תמונה של חכם עובדי יוסף, ותמונה של חכם רבי נחם מנשך, ואלו אנשים שאם היו שואלים אותם על דפנות הסוכה, היו יכולים לדבר על זה 4 שעות, ולא להפסיק. טוב, אני אומר את זה כמובן בשבח. אז איך אנחנו נסביר את הדברים? אז אומר מורנו ורבנו רב קונסול שליטה, הדברים כדי להלן לפי הבנתי הדלה. ורבינו מנויח in the 5th פרק of הלכות יום טוב writes as follows, ואני מצטט, וכתב הריאז אמר שאומרו מחמס שחח ולא מחמס דפנויס, ותניה בתוספתו במה דבורים אמורים מלמעלה אבל מן הצדדים אפילו כולם מלאי החמה כשרה וטעמה דמילתה דתשבו כאין תדורו ודרך דירת אדם ומקום מאכלו להיות בו חלונות רבות אבל לא תמצא שום דירה בעולם שגגה יהיה פרוץ עד שתיכנס בו החמה מלמעלה וצאו למען מאכלי המלך השקופים דרך הקירות ואטומים דרך הגגים. Perush Ali, the Riaz writes, and that it says, because of the schach, meaning that there has to be more tzel, more shade, out mitzad the schach, and not because of the defanois. And we learn in the Tosefta, b'medvorim amurim, that it has to be more tzildik. Milamayla, from above, from the schach, but minat stadim. Even if it's filled with sun, it's kosher. And the reason is, because our sukkah, is taishvu ke'en taduru, that you're dwelling. Taishvu doesn't mean to sit with your backside on a seat. Taishvu means to dwell. You're dwelling. As you live, ke'en taduru, as your dira. And the way of an apartment is that where you sit and you eat, there are a lot of windows. It's airy whenever you advertise an apartment. For those of you in the real estate business, or not in the real estate business, you know, when they advertise an apartment, they say it's airy, it's sunny, it has southern exposure, you know, like all these terms. What are you trying to say? You're trying to say there's a lot of light in the apartment. Where is the light coming from? The light's coming from the windows, from the sides. So what does that mean? That means that our sukkah, which has walls and a roof, we want this light sunshine coming from the sides, just like your apartment. Has a lot of windows, so we also want your sukkah should have windows. So what do we care if your sukkah has more sun than shade mitzad the walls? That's the way you live in your apartment. But let me ask you a question, sweet friends. In your apartment, from the roof, is it more sunny coming down from the roof, or is it more shady coming down from the roof? I found it's more shady coming down from the roof. I remember I used to have a house, not that I owned this house, but I lived there for free. Because I happen to be the son of the woman married to the man who owned the house. I used to call them mommy and daddy. I still do. By the way, my daddy's really my daddy. He's my biological father, my biological mother. So I lived in their house, and we used to have like a skylight coming down. We used to have a house in Gush Dan, which is a certain area of Eretz Yisrael, near Bnei Brak, actually. Near Kiron, V'Rimon, V'Bnei Brak. באזור הזה של ארץ ישראל, not so far from Bar Ilan University. I'd get off the bus at Bar Ilan, switch buses, and then go to the house. So we used to have a little skylight coming down, and there'd be sun coming, but it was a little skylight. But the rest of the roof was a tomb. It was sealed. So it's the same thing with our sukkahs. From the roof, it has to be more shade. And from the sides, it could be more sun. And he says, go and see how the palaces are. How do you say palace in Yiddish? Palatz. Go see the palaces of the kings. Derech, the kiros, they're shkufim. Shakuf, they are transparent. And derech, the gagim, we would say today, gagot, they're atum. It's closed off. אז רואים מדברי רבנו מנוח שני דברים, מוריי ורבותיי. Number one, we see that this halacha of that we require tzilsa meruba mechamsa is not a halacha mesuyemes bedin hechshir v'shir schach. It's not a din in the schach, but rather it's a din in kain taduru, that it has to be like your dira. Because you don't find a dira in the world that the gag will be parutz so much so that the chama comes in more than the shade. So it's a din in dira, in teishvu kein teduru. Umidvarav mevoar od, the mehay taima de beinan kein dira, since you need kein dira, maybe the defanos should also cast shade on the sukkah. And that you don't need sail, machmas hadefanos, is because it's considered ke'ein dira, even if the tzadim are prutzim, even if the tzadim are breached on the sides, there's a breach and it's filled with sun, as he proved, because that's the way we live. So these are the two things that we learn from this Rabbeinu Manoach. One, the fact that you have tzilsim ruben chamsa is not a din in the schach, but it's a din in ke'ein teduru. And B, that you would have it sad to say that the walls also have to be more tzel, but come hashmolan that they don't, because that's the way people live. People live when there's more light coming in from the side. Ukidivrei Rabbeinu Manoach neram meduyak b'loshen ha'tosefta. What does loshen ha'tosefta say? Vameh dvorim amurim melemala, aval menat tzadim afilu kula meleach chama kshera. So it's meduyak that the nidoin, the issue, the discussion of tzilsim ruv mechamsa is not mishum din midinei aschach u midinei adfanois. Rather, it's talui bilemalo minat stodim. In other words, we're not talking here from a purely formalistic halachic perspective of what the dinim of the schach are, like a Jewish question. This is more of a humanistic question. How human beings like to live. Milemalo minat sad. Milemalo, more shade. Menatzad, more sun. That's the way people like to live. It's interesting how things haven't changed. It's still like that today. Lefi ze nire poshut bebiur shita se'ol zeruah, that we saw before. That what? That the Yerushalmi holds that even according to the Rabbanon, remember we have the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yoshia. The Rabbanon hold that mitzad the defanois, it can be chamsa meruba. Unlike Rabbi Yoshua who says mitzad the defanois, it has to be tzilsa meruba. That's the machlokes Rabbanon Rabbi Yoshua. And Yerushalmi says that the materials you use have to be tzchach materials. So the Yerushalmi can hold, we can hold like the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi can hold even like the Rabbana. The Sakoisa means Mikan Shedoifen Mikri Schach. Your wall is called Schach. And everybody holds, Sai Rab Yoshia and Sai the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, hold that you make a Doifen Midar Vashenu Makabal Tumah. Because even the Daphne says Schach are included in the Din Schach. But that's not Nageah to the Aloch of Tzel Machmas Hadafanais. And there we don't hold like Rab Yoshia. Because these are two different issues. The issue of what material to use is a shayla of schach. The defanos have a din schach, and the Yerushalmi holds that it does. The question of tzilsa meruba or chamsa meruba, is there going to be more shade coming in or more sun coming in? That's a different question. That's a question of how people live. And there you can say that the way people live is, from the top, more shade, from the side, more sun, and the male, even though from the side it's called schach, But that doesn't bother us to say that if a Masada it's called Tzchach and still there has to be Chamsa, it could be Chamsa Merubah. Because it has to be made from the materials of a Tzchach, because you have a Pasuk of a Sakoisa. And nevertheless, it can still be Chamsa Merubah, because the way people live is from the side. You have Chamsa Merubah. Gevaldik. And that's Pshat in the Shita, in the opinion that holds that according to the Yerushalmi, we can still hold like the Chachamim. And the material has to be made of Schach. The material has to be made of Schach material, the walls. And yet it can still be Chamsa Meruba. And that's the Orzarua that in Reish Pei Dalet Paskin that we don't like Rabbi Yoshia. And he also paskin that the materials have to be made from Schach materials. Okay, there's a Hemshech HaDvorim. So I'm hoping, Mirtz Hashem, that in the next year, we're able to see more in the flow. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.